I've just looked in the salary.
Is Nikki out there?
Salary commission case hasn't come down yet from the appellate clients.
Is there any?
You still got 15 minutes, Rick.
There's nothing you can do, is there? I mean,
okay. All right. And we're doing our best to squeeze this in here.
Well, if we make a move under those conditions, are we setting ourselves up?
We don't have any choice but to act. The salary commission is what you're.
I guess that's my question.
We've got to take some action.
Yeah.
When is that?
1 o'clock.
And that's the day. Hey,
and I've checked, and there's no decision.
No answer.
Does Nick need some minutes with us? We've got 15 minutes, and you can send Linda in also. If she has something, yes. Yeah, tell her, come on down. And then go ahead and have her ready right at 11, yes. Thanks.
Are we going to, when we get into budget, are we going to, because I never have got with IS to get me a bar, a laptop. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have it online like we have, I guess?
Yes.
So I really don't need one. Okay. Thank you. I was thinking about barring yours, Bob.
Okay.
But I'm good.
When we, I'm going to tell you this, and you know the reason, because of my computer skills, but I want it on a paper. If when we get down to really the, because there's a lot of discussion, there's a lot of changes taking place now, and it's fine to look at that board, and it's fine to discuss the figures that we need to be talking about.
The spreadsheets printed off.
But I want the spreadsheets on the final day that we make approval, which is tomorrow.
We got to make all the final changes, and we don't. Do we have anything posted for tomorrow?
I don't know if we're posted.
Well, we better get it posted.
Well, Nick could be here. We'll be able to post something tomorrow, too. Or we can table it, too.
Well, let's just...
Can somebody have somebody print all this stuff off for him? Or?
Yeah, we can print it. I mean...
I don't want it now, though, Bob. I'm wanting it on the final when we get through and with our discussion.
We're pretty much final now.
We can do each one, but
you have to have a binding fold. You have to have it bound anyway, don't you?
I'll have at least one paper copy, probably two. Now, if somebody wants a paper copy, they're going to have
okay.
We will put it on the website.
We can print yours, Danny, today if you want.
And we want anybody to have it that wants it. But there's no reason our constituents should take the paper.
We can make it available in electronic format and give them a disc or something.
Right.
Okay, we can also, when we get into budget, we can also table. If we don't get done today and we need to work on it tomorrow, we can table it until 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
Yes.
And not be posted. So.
Yeah, you can table it without
the very good. Well,
no other need for a guy with a...
No.
Go. You're out of here. All right, Nick, you've got 11 minutes.
I'll be less than that.
Excellent.
Please review the agenda that I just handed to you. That's this week's. Do you see any changes that you want to make?
The only thing I'll just let you know, Wednesday we're attempting to do what Danny and you guys suggested about just listing the items. And we get done with them. The problem is scheduling. It's a booger for Nikki and Jillian to know how much time allotted for each item and how much time. But we're going to... This is Wednesday was the first attempt at this, the way we were scheduling it, to see how it works. And that's why the rest of the week is not done that way. But Wednesday was the first day we can adjust it and play with it.
I appreciate you trying that. And because I think it'll work better. We need to be pretty aware of if there's people... Other than our employees that are working anyway, that are involved, we need to watch that.
Yes. Right. I'm trying to think, is there anything here?
This morning you guys asked for two things to be put on the agenda. One for this week. Can I put it on for Wednesday?
What is it?
The Max Lytle, the five names that he gave you for them.
We don't need it this week.
No, we
next week.
Monday.
Next week.
Next Monday in the board in our commission meeting.
We can go Monday, the 21st or 28th, so it doesn't really matter. It kind of depends on how fast we talk to these people.
Right.
I mean, you can put it on for Monday, the 21st,
yep.
On the 9 o'clock.
If we're not ready, we can table it to 28th if we need to.
We can go the 20th. If we're not ready, we'll know by Friday.
Just kind of on agenda. My wife will be married to me for 36 years come Tuesday. So I may be gone Tuesday.
The 15th?
Okay.
No, next Tuesday.
The 22nd.
The 22nd.
Well, if you're sharing, I may be trying to take a small little vacation for
a vacation. Family.
Thinking about it, you guys can don't have to take one. But anyway,
do you need our approval for that?
No, or? I can just not show.
Really?
I figured that one out.
Really?
I've already logged more hours than I won't say. So anyway, I'll let you know about that. One thing I was going to ask you guys, Donna Neely, with Scott Novak coming forward and saying that, do you think we owe any more follow-up to Donna Neely, or do you think it's all taken care of?
We're done with it. It's
okay. We don't have to follow up. Okay, I was just making sure.
Well, who are you following up with?
Well, Donna to make sure that, or Scott to make sure he's satisfied.
I think that's Donna and Scott's
okay.
Deal.
Hey, I'm fine with that. If you're fine with that, I'm fine with that.
And I don't. I'll also change the groundbreaking ceremony
to 3:30.
From 2:30 to 3:30.
Right.
We have our last BOE the 17th.
Yes, sir. By the way, we need to be starting to think about some names.
I've been thinking.
We need at least one. Dave Oliphant said he would serve again if we want Dave.
I think he'd be excellent.
He finally learned the process. I mean, it's a process to.
And he's very careful, you know.
Oh, he is. I mean, so I think we need to come up with at least one name, if not two. Okay? Yeah. And we can talk about that. But that's the only thing we've got to decide this year, Nikki. So that's why I bring it up. Why don't we.
Gentlemen, if I understand right, we will be the only three present, right, at this next BOE meeting?
Correct.
Because both of those guys are out of town.
Correct. Correct. Oh, and just one last thing about the BOE. We can choose not to serve on BOE. Multiple first-class counties don't serve. Their commissioners don't serve on BOE. They choose professionals from the different political subdivisions. They usually pick a survey or someone from the school board, maybe a couple people from the school board, maybe a banking person who does. And they view it in different ways. Not all first-class counties do it. But if we were going to consider that, we can consider that. Do we want to talk about maybe that on the week of the 28th, the BOE members? We've got to come up with some names ahead of time, but gentlemen, anyone?
We don't have another BOE session until when?
That's kind of what I was thinking. What's
after that? We won't have another BOE session.
We could ask Nikki to bring it to
our
attention.
That's true. We can wait. You're right.
Sometime.
We just got to be thinking about some names.
Right.
I can just remind you.
Just remind us, I guess.
BOE application. I give.
I've already got a couple names, so I'll be.
Well, I give. Did you have a resume or anything for those people?
I've got some.
Somebody that we don't know. This morning, I delivered an application to Gillian to put in the book of someone that I didn't know. Sound like he's very qualified. There'd be another person that I told you contacted, and I didn't know them, so I said, bring an application in.
Right.
I want to sit on one of the boards and serve on one of the boards. As we address those, kind of like people we don't have any idea to have some qualifications for the job that we're asking them to do. So.
Right. All right, we'll just come back to that. Nikki,
what else?
Friday, a second nuisance letter is due to Ruth Polk.
Okay. You can put it on the agenda then.
Okay, you may have the file in your office.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I know.
So you're going to put it on the agenda
agree.
For us to vote on?
Yeah.
On Friday, okay.
Yes.
Remember Friday, we have our legislative meeting, I believe, so we may not be here in the morning.
It's the last Friday, isn't it? Or the fourth Friday, isn't it? Third Friday. What is it?
It's the 18th.
Okay.
It would be the third Friday.
Well, we'll change that because I missed the last one and I hate to miss another. So let's move our joint legislative affairs, agenda review to 10:30 or 11 or...
That's a rough day for me. I have one of my children, so I'm probably not going to be here. Can we do it Thursday? Do you guys care?
Okay.
Let
me explain this to you. If we get those things down, and one thing that we have
I guess it happened pretty quick, really. We could do it on the phone.
If we do not make approval of agenda review, it stands as presented. That was the motion that was made when we set up the agenda review. If there's things that you want on the agenda and we see them on there and we don't, nobody calls an approval of the agenda, it stands as approved.
So if I'm putting something on there, it's listed, Nikki's listed it.
Right. And we
all don't voice disapproval, it stands whether it's you or whoever.
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
That's the way it's wrote up. I mean, that's the way we presented the.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right,
so just check with
Nikki
to see what's on there and if it's
nothing
wrong.
She's really good about emailing preliminary stuff anyway. So, okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, anything else for Nick? Linda's got, she's scheduled. You can, all right, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we have commissary award today. Tried to call Jimmy Russell real quick. He did not make it over, though. But I do have Terry Shea's recommendation as well on that. I thought I'd just pass that, and then we've all evaluated it together.
Okay. So what is this bid for, the commissary services?
Yes, this will be brand new to the county. These are actually kiosks that prisoners will be able to buy things such as snacks, flip-flops, chapstick, all kinds of different things. We have set it up to where the sheriff will have final say over anything that's in there that they'll have access to buy.
No,
I'm sorry, say that again.
We have set it up to where the sheriff will have access to be able to approve anything before it goes in the kiosk where the prisoners
so
will be able to
make sure the cost of the county is zero?
Correct.
This is all something prisoner services, the sheriff's going to manage and monitor. And
then they will make money off of this as well. There's a return that will come back.
So and we the sales tax issue, did we get that lined out?
We did. We got that taken care
of. Okay.
So it looks like we sent three bids out.
There's the sheriff.
Swanson, Keefe, and Canteen.
Correct.
Were the three ones, and we got two bids back.
That's correct.
And the recommendation is Swanson from both the sheriff, if he's directed up, and, all right, I don't have any more questions. You?
No. Motion for approval of Swanson Services.
Second.
For the sheriff's. I'm just going to say for the sheriff's department. On the services for the.
That's fine.
Everybody happy? Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Done. Motion carried.
What else? This is new, Jimmy?
We added an income for us, and also it'll be a benefit for the inmates also, because now instead of them with this service here, they're going to provide us an ATM that we can put their money into, and then it will go into an account for the inmates, and then whenever they leave, they will have a Visa card, kind of a prepaid Visa card, so they don't have to go out here and try to cash a check for these businesses and stuff. They'll
okay.
have a prepaid Visa card whenever they leave, they'll have it.
Wow, that's great. Perfect.
We don't have time right now to dig into it, but I'd like to mention again the idea of charging prisoners for being there, that at some point in the near future we look at that again. We've been told that Greene County, they've got some money coming back from prisoners.
We do that.
We do that. Okay.
Any kind of debt will agree
to that. So we brought in over 500,000 issues.
Is that right? Great.
Perfect.
I only have one other thing real quick. The commission and Rick, the auditor, have brought it to my attention that the procurement cards need to be rebid. So I'm in the process of working on that right now.
Excellent. You got bids opening this week. You've got an RFQ for the energy.
That's correct.
And we made sure that one company was added to the list. They were already on the list. And don't you have another bid coming out for something?
I do, the exercise equipment.
Yeah, just because we put that on the agenda.
Right.
So you're bidding that out.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very
much. That's all I had. You guys? We good?
That's all right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I'd like to say one more thing.
You may.
I'd like to thank Linda for the work she does on this, but she does an excellent job with it.
All right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Way you go. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
How much? Well, it's 11:02. I mean, we're 3 minutes early. I mean, I don't know if we can hear from James. Is it budget or not budget stuff?
Budget stuff.
Okay. We're ready to start?
Okay. We'll call our budget.
Thanks, James. Here, y'all are probably going first.
Do we have to?
Absolutely, I think it's a good idea.
Can I grind an axe right off the bat?
Already?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, get started.
I attend the OCAC regional thing in Springfield.
Yeah.
John Grubaugh. Dennis Wood now used to be George Cutbirth.
Yeah.
There's another commissioner or two that there, and we have a little chit chat once in a while. And I don't know what disturbed me. You got something behind your back?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, you're lucky. I didn't.
Like,
hey,
Sheriff, help us here.
You're lucky. I didn't take you down right there.
Oh. Okay.
You want to just put it off? Or
what? No, I'd like to get it over with.
Okay. Well, if he's planning on leaving, then we need to deal with that then.
Yeah.
We've got it. Yeah. Yeah, just real quick, is the issue of the state withholding our money. James, like I said, it may go to $3, $3.99 or whatever it is now. And my axe to grind is our friend David Coonrod has told him up there, please don't do us any more favors, unfunded mandates. And granted, the law says they only have to pay us $3.99, but the law says that they ought to pay us $37.50 for prisoners. My point is, and I'll shut up about it, is should the counties not get together and say to the state, we know you got budget problems. We got budget problems. We can probably swallow it a lot better than most counties, but counties statewide are dealing with this $2 drop like that. And my point is, should we not, as counties, get together, county commissions, ask the assessors to help us or whoever else, and grind that axe?
I think we need a supporting cast. I think everybody needs to be involved.
But we already have CCAM. We have CCAM doing that, and we have MAC doing that too. I mean, that's the organizations that are. We got lobbyists doing it. I mean, you're saying over and above that.
I'll think about it.
Well, I mean, there's more we can do. We need to do it, obviously. I don't think most MAC people go visit legislators.
There was a bunch of us went to Jeff City about the prisoner reimbursement. Probably didn't do us any good. But we ought to squawk.
The state statute on the prisoner reimbursement says that they are not to pay us less than they did the previous year. Even.
Let's bring that issue up at another time. But that's my axe to grind. And anyway. So I'll make a motion to table our budget and return back to executive session. Shouldn't be 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yep.
Yeah. So, second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Everyone gets kicked out for a few minutes. We got to finish something. Do you want Bob?